Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, will continue to talk about the laws of Bor, Birshut HaRabim, a pit in a public area, and all the related types of damage. Mishnah says, Hamotzi Tivno Ve'et Kasho L'Birshut HaRabim L'Zvalim. If somebody puts his Kash Vatevin, different types of straw, if he puts them in a public area, in order for them to be processed into fertilizer, when they put on the floor and people step on them, they break down and turn into a certain type of fertilizer that's good for the ground. Vehuzak bahen aher, and a person slips on them, he injures himself by falling down. Hayav benisko, the owner is obligated to pay for the injury, for the damage that he's caused. Vekol hakodem bahen zachan, and the first person to take them acquires them. Here we're talking about a person who does not have permission to put his straw and his fertilizer out there in the public. Therefore, he is obligated to pay for the damage that he's caused. And Hachamim as well said, even though he technically is the owner of the straw that's out there, Hachamim wanted to penalize him for putting something in a public area when he wasn't allowed to do so. So they said, whoever wants to take it is allowed to take it. They uproot his ownership from it. We see from here that he's only obligated to pay. He only is responsible for those damages if he was forbidden to put the straw in the Rishut HaRabim. This seems to be contrary to the last Mishnah. The last Mishnah we said that even when a person has permission to put the water in the public domain, because it's the rainy season, he's still obligated. So we'll see that previous Mishnah fits with the next opinion in our Mishnah, which is Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. He'll fit with the previous Mishnah, but he's going to disagree, obviously, with this Tana Kama that we have over here. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, this rabbi says, Kol ha-mekalkelin b'rishut ha-rabim, all different types of dangers that are put into a public area, even with permission. For example, let's say it's the time of the year that all of the farmers are putting their fertilizer outside and it's expected to be there. People always put it during that month in order to convert it into fertilizer. Vihiziku, and then they cause damage. The straw that was put outside over there caused injury to a person. Hayavin leshalem, they're obligated, the owner is obligated to pay. V'kol hakodem bahen zachan, anybody who grabs onto them, anybody who takes them, acquires them, we're talking about after the permitted period, after it was not allowed anymore. That time has elapsed. Whoever took it is allowed to keep it. We're talking here in a situation where there was even permission for this farmer to put it outside. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says he's still obligated to pay for the damage, even though he was allowed to put it there in the first place. Ha'ofechet ha'galal b'rishut ha'rabim. If somebody is turning over fertilizer in the public area, let's say he was trying to acquire it, and one means of acquiring it was grabbing onto it. So now he took ownership of it. Ve'huzak bahen aher, and another person was injured by it. Hayav b'nisko, is obligated to pay for those damages. Once he grabs onto it, even though he didn't put it in that spot, it becomes his responsibility, and therefore, if it caused harm, it's on him, and he has to pay those damages.